All right, welcome to section 3, how to create the metabolism of a thin person. And the 5 mantras I'm going to share with you to make this happen are: my age, genetics, and history are just my starting point. Digestion consumes a lot of energy. Consistency over intensity. How do I feel when I'm done exercising? And how can I make exercise more enjoyable and more effective? Now, we start with my age, genetics, and history are just my starting point. And this is so important because so often people sabotage themselves before they even start with the belief that nothing they do is going to work. And so you need to change this by acknowledging whatever your situation is. And I'm not saying all situations are created equal, right? Some people, it's unfair. It's unfair for them. They lose weight slowly, right? They've failed in the past. So these things are real. However, almost any situation can be changed and improved. And so we need to start by acknowledging, accepting it, whatever it may be, and then taking action, right? Creating a plan that's going to work for you. Now, there's a great Tony Robbins quote I love where it says that the past doesn't equal the future. So if you have failed in the past, that does not mean you're destined to fail in the future. You're only destined to repeat that failure in the future if you do the same things. But I can promise you that this approach that we're talking about in this program is unique. And if you start to implement this in the first 5 pounds plan, I promise you, you're going to begin to get new results. And as long as you continually take action, like you're doing by even listening to this, then I promise you, you're going to get new results. So you need to understand that it really comes down to your behaviors. You know, your metabolism doesn't dictate your weight. It's a real key factor here, by the way. You know, metabolism, what is it? Right? So sometimes we think we have a fast or a slow metabolism, but really metabolism is just an equation, right? It's the process of turning food into energy in your body. And so there's more to do. There's more things involved with that than just if you were born with a fast or a slow metabolism. You know, ultimately it's your behaviors that are dictating your weight. Your metabolism is a factor, but it's not the main factor, right? The main factor is your behaviors, specifically what calories you're consuming in the forms of foods and drinks, right? And your body composition, two things that you can influence drastically and that are way, way more important than if you have a fast or slow metabolism, okay? So if you had a slow metabolism, right, if you believe that, then what you would do is you would put more energy into choosing more efficient foods, right? So that you were supporting a slower metabolism, right? What do you think is easier to turn into energy, a donut or a carrot? Okay, so it's not, the metabolism is not the main thing. It's the foods that you're putting into that metabolism that's going to be the main thing. And ultimately, you know, it's your, the way that you can't necessarily change your metabolism, right? But you can change how it operates in your body, right? What I mean by that is that your metabolism may be what it is right now. However, if you begin to do resistance exercises for the next year and you begin to add more muscle to your body, then you are going to metabolize food more, okay? Because muscle burns fuel while it's resting, burns more calories and more fuel than fat does, okay? So in that sense, it's not that you're changing metabolism necessarily. It's that you're kind of keeping metabolism running longer, if you want to think of it that way. So my point is this, that there's always workarounds, right? When you take a solution-oriented approach to problems, there's certainly in this area almost no problem that's too big that can't be solved, that can't be overcome with creative thinking and ways to do it, right? So your age, genetics, history, all of these things, you know, again, it may not be fair, but you certainly start with where you're at and craft a plan that's going to work for you, right? And these things are all just your starting point. Okay, next is that digestion consumes a lot of energy. I tell you this because this is one of the easiest ways to gain more energy in your life. Okay, so many people are caught in this cycle of exhaustion, right? They come home tired, or they get tired and then they look to food, they overeat the food, and now they got like a food hangover where they're tired. And then maybe, you know, a little bit later they start eating again before they go to sleep, right? And then you think to yourself, how is the food eating right before you go to bed affecting your sleep, right? What's going on there? You're looking to get rest, but your body is working to digest all this food, right? So you're trying to sleep, but it's like your body's like running a marathon. So it's going to affect the quality of your sleep. So if you're looking to get more energy, and I know you are, right? Because who doesn't want more energy? Or energy is the core of health, right? So if you have more energy, you can make better food decisions. Everything gets better when you feel better and you have more energy, right? And so by realizing that not just eating nutritious foods, but eating foods that are efficient, right? Begin asking yourself the question, are the foods I'm eating energizing or depleting me? Again, I mean, if you're eating lots of preservative-laden food, it takes your body longer to digest it as opposed to when you're eating raw natural foods. Okay, so start thinking about this because you can work at it both ways. Yeah, you're going to eat more foods that give you energy quicker, but you can also start consuming less foods that tax your body. Think about it for a second. I mean, a lot of the foods that we're eating on a regular basis weren't even around 50 years ago. A lot of these ingredients we would have never, ever put into our body. Again, I'm not saying this so you have to get rid of them all. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying to introduce some balance because we become way unbalanced. Ask yourself this question, right? When I'm talking about foods that are energizing or depleting you, on a typical day, right, yesterday, what percentage of foods you ate were raw and natural, were unprocessed foods? Think about it for a second. What percentage of the food you ate yesterday were natural food, unprocessed? A vegetable, a fruit, lettuce, fish, meat. Right? For a lot of people, it's a very small percentage. You need to get that percentage up. Not just getting it up to give you more energy, but you need to get the percentage of foods that are taxing on you down, right? To give yourself more energy. Just one more way to look at it. Because I want you to imagine, what would it feel like to feel lighter and more energized? You know this feeling, right? Because everyone's had a salad before. That feeling of being lighter, right? Because it's easier for your body to digest it. Your body was made to digest those types of foods. And again, this isn't about that you have to just eat salads, but it's about recognizing what that feeling feels like and the feeling of being heavy, being weighed down, of having to digest this heavy food, these inefficient foods. Okay, start to recognize that digestion has a huge impact on the amount of energy you have. So don't dedicate all of your energy to digestion. Okay, switch it up. Ease off the gas on that a little bit. Give your body a break. And one of the easiest ways to do it is to ease off on some of the foods. Okay, so it's another way to think about it. Now, next is consistency over intensity. I can't tell you how important this one is, right? So often when it comes, I mean, let's face it. People, they want to start losing weight. They think, okay, I'll eat less food and then I'm going to burn calories. Okay. And so they'll work out as hard as they can, right? Do both things at once. But the first thing you have to understand is you can't out-train a bad diet. The numbers just do not work, right? I mean, you have to put in an hour of intense workout to just cover a bagel, right? The numbers just don't work. The biggest bang for your buck is focusing on what you're putting into your mouth and reducing that. It's a lot easier. You know, when I lost the weight, I lost 50 pounds. I did no exercising. I did a very gentle form of yoga. And so I'm here to tell you that it's all about what you're putting into your mouth, right? The exercising has got its place. And we're going to talk about that in a minute, but that's not the primary way that you're going to lose weight. And don't think it is, because if you do, you know, that's what leads to this idea that you have to hit it so hard, you know, and you don't. When I talk about consistency over intensity, right, I'm talking about what things can you do long term, right? Instead of trying to pick the most extreme workout plan, pick a less extreme plan that you can imagine yourself doing for a long period of time, right? That certainly makes it easier to succeed, without question, right? So again, you notice this pattern. Start thinking longer term. This is the pattern you'll notice over and over and over again when you speak and find people that have lost weight and kept it off, right? Is that they've made it a lifestyle. They've made it long-term. Because, you know, this really, truthfully, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. You have to get that sprint mentality out of your mind. It doesn't work. Because the worst thing about that idea is when you start exercising so hard is that people hurt themselves. Right? Don't hurt yourself. Let's make it real clear. What would serve you better? You know, doing some crazy workout class for 3 weeks or walking moderately for 3 years. Right? The answer is obvious when we look at it that way. But sometimes we can get caught up in there. Okay, I'm not saying you shouldn't exercise, but I'm saying be careful with it. Start where you're at. If you haven't exercised in the last 4 years, you know, don't dive right in, you know, doing crazy. Start off slow. Work your way up. It's not this sprint. It is a long-term marathon. And there's so many benefits to approaching it this way. So again, consistency is going to give you much better results than intensity. Intensity is a part of it, but the intensity needs to be managed. And the main focus needs to be consistency. Now, this question is, how do I feel when I'm done exercising? Okay, so again, once again, we're extending our movie. Right? So a lot of times when people think about exercising, the movie they make, again, it's the same thing. It's the, you know, maybe if you go to a gym to work out, you imagine, you know, getting all your stuff together, driving through traffic to get to the gym, going into the gym, feeling uncomfortable and awkward, getting on some machine that you don't really know how to use, being uncomfortable doing that, it's hard work, and then you stop the movie, right? So we need to do the opposite here. We need to extend it, and we need to focus on that feeling of when you're done, because that's where the power is, right? That's the part that feels the best, is that after effect, right? And it's not just the physical part either, by the way, right? What are the emotional benefits when you know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about that when you, again, whatever exercise you're doing, when it ends, the moment it ends, whew, man, that was tough. I'm glad it's over, but now I feel good, right? How do you feel about yourself? Think about this, right? These are things that build you up. These are things that, again, you're building up a foundation. That's how you should approach exercising. That's the most benefit you're going to get. Again, there is burning calorie aspect of it, but you should make it secondary, so that you look at, again, and this is, I'm talking initially, as you're beginning exercising, right? If you're starting, focus on the emotional aspects you get from exercising, because if you focus on the calorie part of it, you go crazy. You know what I mean? You start picking workouts that are usually too extreme for where you're at. You know, and then if you do something less extreme, you feel like you're not doing anything. Right? So what I'm pointing out to you here is that there's all these other benefits that are really helpful. Because when you feel good about yourself, right? So say you did a low impact exercise for 20 minutes and you did it for, you know, even just say the first week and you did it for 5 days. Right now, all of a sudden, you're starting to build. You say, wow, I can do this. I'm feeling good about myself. You're getting some momentum, right? And what does that do to your eating, to the foods you choose? You see, so that's the initial benefits you're going to get at exercising. The initial benefits aren't that you're going to burn all the calories off and transform your body. The truth is that takes a while. I'm here to tell you. You know, I know a lot of people won't be honest with you about that because they sell you the exercise solution. But the exercise solution takes a little while. It's certainly helpful too, by the way. I'm not saying the exercise doesn't help, but it's not the primary thing. And so when you're just beginning to exercise, let yourself focus on more than just the calorie part of it, because there's a lot of other benefits that will help you. You know, and again, your motivation. When you pick lower key exercising, that there's not a huge barrier to get yourself to do it. And you imagine the exercising and you see the end of it. You know, when you're done exercising, that feeling. That feeling is wonderful. That feeling of success, that feeling of health, right? Lots of chemical things happen in your body when you do exercising. Lots of changes happen. And so these are the things you want. It's not just the calorie burning. I can't say that enough. It's the motivation. It's how you feel about yourself. It's the boost in mood, right? Going back to controlling your state. Certainly doing low-key exercising makes you feel better, makes you feel like you're more on track, like you're doing the right things. And all of those things go into maintenance and consistency. And that's what we're after. That's what's going to give you the results that you're looking for. And we need to get more creative, okay? How can I make exercise more enjoyable and effective? It's such a great question, because sometimes people will just have an assumption of what exercising is. And a lot of times, if you struggle to get yourself to exercise, that idea of exercise is probably a negative one. And as long as it's negative, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a struggle for you to get yourself to do it. So let's start right from the beginning asking the question, how can I make exercise more enjoyable and effective? As we say, the best exercise is the one you do, right? That trumps any. You know, you could have the highest fat burning exercise on the planet that you never do. Who cares then, right? So again, this comes down to, what exercise will you do? What exercise do you enjoy? You know, regular dancing is going to serve you better than, you know, lifting weights three times and then quitting. Again, so put some time into this question and get creative. And like I like to say, no pain, no pain. You don't need to have pain, right? That's a horrible, again, no pain, no gain is for like professional athletes, bodybuilders. It's for a certain type of person. And so unfortunately, a lot of times that's who we end up looking to say, oh, well, how am I supposed to exercise? But I'm here to tell you again, the people that I studied, they did no pain, no pain. They didn't want any pain. They wanted things that made them feel good, made them feel more flexible, more in shape, more active, more movement. Okay? So that's what I want you to be thinking about. And again, it's not just about the calories. There's all other benefits to exercising, you know, that are other than calories, that are just as important. Again, if you create a habit of walking, even if it's for 20 minutes, you start doing it every day, what happens is you start changing your self-image. You start thinking of yourself different. You start thinking of yourself as a more active, healthier person. And as soon as you do that, it's going to change the foods you decide to eat. It's going to change your cravings. It's going to change a lot of your behaviors. So that's how you want to think about it, right? And expand your thinking. It can be anything. Look for things that are comfortable. You know, again, when I tell you I didn't exercise at all, I literally stopped exercising when I lost over 50 pounds. And all I did was I did a very, very gentle kind of yoga. You know, there was no calorie burning happening. It was like just very gentle stretches. But what that did is it caused me to become much more intuitive. It got me to be much more connected to my body. And what that helped me do is it helped me realize the effect that some of these foods were having on me. You know, a story I tell a lot, because this had a profound impact on me, is I remember one time, at that time I was doing yoga at night. I would do it usually around 10 o'clock at night for an hour. And I remember one night I'd eaten a meatball grinder, probably around like 7 o'clock or whatever. And so 10 o'clock came around, and all of a sudden I'm sitting in this dark room with myself, and I felt the full effects of that grinder. I was so stuffed. Now, if I'd been sitting watching TV, I just wouldn't have paid attention. I wouldn't have been aware of it. But by doing the yoga, I realized the effect it was having on me, right? I was very uncomfortable. And so the benefit of that is I started to realize, like, I didn't want meatball grinders anymore, because I realized what impact they had on me. You see? So again, the benefits are not just about how many calories you can burn, right? There's a lot of times there's other benefits that are just as important, right? So keep that in mind. And look for hidden opportunities, right? So what I mean by here is that it doesn't have to be, you know, necessarily just like this dedicated hour of working out. It could be, you know, simple things like parking further away, you know, from a door. If you go to a store or something, or go to the mall, right? So you walk further, taking the stairs, right? Being the person, you know, if you're sitting on the sofa and someone needs something, like, you get up and do it. Okay. So there's all these little hidden opportunities to be more active. So start to look for them, because truly this is about transforming your lifestyle. You don't want to just have like 1 hour where you're active and then you know, the rest of the time you're not. Start getting more active in general, right? Move around more. And this is the same type of thing. And so spend some time with this. You know, exercise can be all kinds of things. Redefine it. And again, this is one of those things. Go listen to the First 5 Pounds Plan, as I talk a little bit more about this. But the idea is that you're really looking for movement. You're looking for comfort. You're looking for flexibility, right? Initially, you know, those are the initial stages. And as you continue with that, then you can start to ramp up the intensity. Again, there's nothing wrong with intensity. But sometimes people start off too intense and they get themselves discouraged or hurt. And then it doesn't matter what they were following if they're not doing it. Okay. So again, this is about trusting yourself, crafting a plan that makes sense to you, that works for you. And, you know, that's the ultimate goal. That's the ultimate plan that's going to give you the results you want. So, okay, that concludes this section as well. And I hope you got a lot out of this. You know, again, I can't say this enough. If you can write out these mantras, right, write them out, write out these beliefs and these questions and reflect on them. Because something magical happens when you dedicate the energy to these and then you live with them and then you reflect on them again. Okay. And you know this because they always say like the computer mouse, right? First time you use that, you know, you didn't know how to use it. It felt real weird, but after a while it just became second nature, right? And there's so many things like that: reading and writing, tying your shoes, brushing your teeth. These are all things you do just naturally and automatic. Now you don't even think about them, right? It just became natural and automatic. And so I'm telling you that maintaining your new weight, your new level of health can become natural and automatic. So you never have to think about it. You know, that's the goal we're after. And so in order to do that though, you need to use a new approach. And that new approach is to think differently, to ask yourself different questions, and to change up your limiting beliefs into empowering ones. And so this program is kind of your first step to making that happen. And so I hope you enjoyed it, but more importantly, I want you to use it. Okay, it's just the beginning. Implement it, listen to the self-hypnosis and install them even more. Use the first 5 pounds plan. Okay, it's there. It's a time-tested system, right? Approach, lifestyle plan to make all of your physical goals a reality. Okay. And so again, I want to thank you so much. I truly appreciate it. I am thankful for you giving me the chance to help you out here. And this is an extreme passion for me. And so anyone that I can share this information with, you know, I'm just so thankful. And so I hope you appreciated this program. Keep an eye on the Program Yourself Thin site for new things in the future. And I wish you the best of luck. Thank you very much.